The saliva-based COVID-19 test created by University of Illinois researchers received emergency authorization from the FDA yesterday. As students return this week, labs on the Urbana campus are now running upwards of 10,000 tests per day, and Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants to see the test used on campuses across the state. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with U of I chemist Paul Hergenrother about what's next.
Can you talk about what the dynamics are when it comes to other campuses implementing the saliva-based test that was developed here?
We're hopeful that our entire process from beginning to end can be a great model for schools in the state and beyond. It starts up front with the collection sites. We have 40 collection stations on campus. You've seen the big conspicuous white tents. And that process is running very, very smoothly. And so that is a big logistical challenge, getting those up and running. The real key to all of this is having an on-campus CLIA lab, right? A certified lab that can do diagnostic testing. We were fortunate to have Tim Fan really work hard to convert the vet diagnostic lab that is really a world-leading veterinary lab. A portion of that now has been carved out for COVID testing. And so that is what allows results to get back to patients rapidly. So, you know, there's a tight coordination at the tents every hour. Samples are driven down to the diagnostic lab for rapid processing.
You know, obviously there's a lot of interest in lots of places about getting more rapid testing that's also affordable, that avoids supply chain bottlenecks like the saliva-based test that you've developed does. Even the Unit 4 superintendent has expressed interest in using the saliva test to be able to safely reopen schools. How might an arrangement with local K-12 school districts work?
Yeah, we would love to be able to help them. And there's a Shield Illinois that is being built basically where this type of lab is being replicated at various locations throughout the state. We just, one, needs more capacity. I mean, we have our hands full with just testing everybody here. There's I don't know that there's any other place in the country that's kind of at 10,000 a day, right, like we're doing. But once that lab is duplicated locally, then that will be capacity that can go to the community.
And I wanted to also just get your reaction to the news this week that University of North Carolina was shifted to all virtual after they identified more than 100 cases among hundreds of students that were tested in the first week back. Is that the sort of thing you ever worry could happen at the University of Illinois with reopening and the semester starting next week?
Well, that's exactly why we're doing this, right? I mean, you know, all of our modeling from our kind of expert modelers and then also nationally has been that frequent repeat testing is the way out of this, right? And so if you test twice a week, the idea is that you can identify infections. Of course, there's going to be infections. You identify them rapidly, you isolate them before they have a chance to spread. And the only way the campus, our campus was going to open was if we had this testing in place. So that's exactly why we're doing it. That's why, we initiated this kind of Manhattan Project style effort that I led in May to kind of develop the test, right? Because there wasn't a suitable test out there that we could use that didn't have supply chain bottlenecks that would allow it to be used on 10,000 a day. And so then the implementation phase of this began in July. And so we've been running full steam for 3 months or so because of that exact fear.
That's U of I chemistry professor Paul Hergenrother speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.